Ask the Expert on ESPN 700. Ask the Expert is brought to you by Intermountain Healthcare Sports Medicine. Now let's get some insight on sports injuries and treatment with Bill and OC on Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700.
Time for some Ask the Expert on the Bill and OC show, ESPN 700. Dr. Travis Hendry is our expert today, orthopedic surgeon up there at Intermountain Summit Orthopedics. Doc, how are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to have you with us. We've been talking about some basketball, and the Golden State Warriors are obviously sort of the cream of the crop right now in the NBA. They've got a reserve center in Festus Ezeli, who is a promising young player they expect a lot of good things out of, but he's out indefinitely because of exploratory knee surgery. Now, it's a term we hear a lot in sports. Guy's going to have exploratory surgery. But we don't really know the nuts and bolts of what an exploratory surgery is. How are they done? How invasive are they? And what typically is being explored and looked for?
Yeah, so the most commonly there's some indication of what the surgery will entail. And when they're talking about, when that term is used, then they're going to be referring to an arthroscopic surgery or scope, commonly referred to, and that is an outpatient procedure. So patient would come in the same day and go home without any night stay in the hospital, and is performed through little incisions that are, you know, just a 4 to 5 millimeters or a little bit more long. And sometimes there's multiple in the knee. There's commonly two, and sometimes an additional third. We call them portals, and a camera's placed inside of the knee, and then through the other little incisions, little arthroscopic instruments can be inserted to clean up whatever the damage is. And so in his case, most likely he has a cartilage injury either on the surface of the bone or one of the meniscus of the knee, the little shock absorbers that are also made of cartilage. And so I expect that he's having some of that cleaned up. It said there was some debris expected to be removed from the knee, and that's where that would come from.
Doc, I want to ask you a question, and I don't know if you saw the picture. It was all over the internet yesterday. Thomas Davis, who's the linebacker for the Carolina Panthers, broke his forearm two weeks ago, in the NFC Championship game, and had surgery and was able to play in the Super Bowl. Did you see the pictures of the scar he had?
I saw that.
Have you ever seen? I mean, I know you do this for a living, but that still amazed me to see that stitch up his. I mean, the 60 stitches. It literally looked like
a football.
A football going up his forearm. They inserted the plate in there, but I mean that was pretty invasive to have that guy turn around that quickly, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was pretty remarkable. Actually, I was surprised by that. He certainly took on a fair amount of risk to have the surgery compromised, because that close to the time of surgery, the plate and screws would be supporting the entire stress of the forearm. The bone would not have had a chance to heal adequately to support him. And so I think they used a special brace to protect the forearm, and he assumed a certain amount of risk. It was pretty admirable. And he still seemed like he played really well.
Yeah, he played pretty well, and obviously there's a certain level of pain associated with something like that. What kind of painkillers does a guy have to be on to play at that level?
You know, people recover really quickly when they're very driven to do so, and they have, you know, they're highly motivated to get back to work or their athletic activity. So many people, you'd really have to slow them down. And certainly he had reason to be very motivated to get back and play in such a big game.
Well, you got to figure, he had the entire offseason, even if he rebroke it again, he had 9 months to let the thing heal, right?
Yeah, so I guess he was just willing to take that risk.
Yeah, and you don't know if you'll get back to that Super Bowl again.
Yeah, what a... How about that Denver defense, though? That was pretty awesome, right?
Clearly talking to a bro. All right, Doc, we got to go.
Bill's a Chiefs fan, so he can't stomach Broncos fans.
It was a great performance. It really was. Von Miller and that Bronco defense, they were outstanding. They really, really were. If there are any of our listeners out there that are having any orthopedic issues that want to get a hold of you or any of your colleagues at Intermountain Summit Orthopedics, how'd they get a hold of you?
Our phone number is 801-779-4779.
All right, there you go.
Dr. Travis Hendry. Jinx.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Doc.
If you're up there in the Weber Davis County's Intermountain Summit Orthopedics, Dr. Travis Hendry.